Okay, so last time we discussed Schitas Feiros in terms of the three categories of Zesim and Avim, which according to some may be more expansive, Shar Peiros on the other side of the extreme, and Tutim Rimonim in the middle. And in that context, we had briefly mentioned the Tshuva Sarash about lemons, but let's look at that a little bit more carefully now in the context of lemons themselves. The Beis Yosef notes that there is a minhag in Mitzrayim, or observes minhag in Mitzrayim, of squeezing lemons into water that also had sugar. So coming off the Tshuva Sarash that we quoted last time, Tshuva Sarash in Siman Kaf Beis Os Beis notes or writes that it's mutter to squeeze lemons because lemons are in the Shar Peiros category of fruits that are never used for mashkev. But the implication of the Rosh of the Beis Yosef says that if you're in a place where the derech is, or there are places where the derech is to be sochet lemons l'mashkev, then it would be usher like to the rimonim. So based on that, the Beis Yosef is bothered in Egypt, people would drink some form of lemonade, and nevertheless, yet they would squeeze lemons into water on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef is bothered, isn't that at least like Tutim Rimonim, which would be Aser Bischita? Beis Yosef suggests, Efshar de la Mitzar Ella Kisheshosin May schita sapri below taravas mashkaka. So first he suggests that maybe the problem is only if you're drinking the lemonade straight, you're squeezing the lemons and drinking lemon juice straight. But if you mix the lemon juice together with water, then that schita would be mutter. We'll have to come back a little bit later to what exactly the reasoning for that would be. For the moment, we'll just say the way Rabbi Karp explains that if you're mixing with water, so maybe then it's not that you're squeezing the lemons b'toras mashke, but you're squeezing the lemons b'toras giving some kind of tavlin, some kind of taste into the mashke, but it's not b'toras mashke itself, so we'll have to come back to that. Inami de la mitzar elokish shesochtin meimav levad v'achar kach ma'arvin asap. Suggestion number two, the Beis Yosef, is maybe the issur is only if you're going to squeeze it straight into a kli and then mix it together with water. But if you squeeze it straight into the water, that would be permissible. It sounds like that's something like being sochel l'tok ochel, which we'll talk about b'hemsheich as well. So the Beis Yosef has two explanations, justifications for the practice that he observes about Egyptian Jewry squeezing lemons on Shabbos, even though they would drink lemonade, either that if they're squeezing it straight into water, that's okay, or if it's going to end up mixed with water, that's okay. Or if you squeeze it directly into water, that's okay. So nafkamina between the two reasons would be if you squeeze it into an empty kli and then pour the content of that lemon juice into water. So according to the first reason, Beis Yosef, it all depends on how you're drinking it. So as long as you're drinking it b'tarovas mayim, even if initially you squeeze it into a kli and then pour it into the water, that would be okay. According to the second reason, Beis Yosef, it all depends on what are you squeezing it into. If you squeeze it into water, that'll be mutter. If you squeeze it into a kli, even if after that you mix it with water, that would be usher. Notes the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is just so same in Se'if Zion. Sorry, in Sevav, Mutter Lesko Lemons, period, full stop. But Mishnah Berurah points out what we just saw in the Beis Yosef, and he quotes in the Chayadam that nowadays the practice is to squeeze lemon juice into an empty plate. If that's the case, reason number two, the Beis Yosef, won't help. and the Mishru Kos L'Chayadam, then nowadays you have to be Choshesh that lemons are like Tutum Rimona because they're things that are used Limashkin. And therefore, in practice, it's going to be also to squeeze lemons. And that's the consensus of the later poskim, that whatever is going on in Egypt 500 years ago, in practice nowadays, it's also to squeeze lemons.
What's the second part of Mishabura?
The second point, he quotes the Chayadam, that we have to be choshesh nowadays that lemons are like tutim v'rimonim, and therefore you have to be choshesh across the board. Now Rabbi Carr points out that there may be a little bit of difference between the way the Chayadam says it and what we should be concerned about. Namely, we noted last time the Chayadam was choshesh lahalacha v'shitas Rashi, that by Shar Peiros, by Uzrudin and Prishin, it's only mutter to squeeze lamasik a sapri, but not lamashkin. According to Rashi, even by Shar Peiros, it is the right of squeezing lamashkin. The Chayadam is choshesh for that lalacha. So according to the Chayadam, irrespective of where lemons fall in the spectrum, at least the Chayadam is choshesh, they're always talking about a potential issur deraisa of squeezing any fruit if your intention is lamashkin. So maybe the Chayadam himself, for that reason, is more machmir, but in principle, at least in theory, if you would accept the first reason of the Beis Yosef, that as long as it ends up mixed with water, it would be mutter, so maybe there's what to entertain to be matzah. And he knows that the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Ches only quotes the first svar of the Beis Yosef and not the second svar. But Lemaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, is he thinks it's like tutu rimonim. It sounds like even if we're talking about an issur derabbanan still, so we're worried about the derabbanan too. And it sounds like he's choshesh for the second part of the Mishnah Berurah, that as long as you're not squeezing it directly into other liquid, there's going to be a problem. And anyway, maybe one could argue that lemons would be an issur deraisa.
Yeah, so I don't understand the Chayadam. No, just because it wasn't the Beis Yosef's whole question that it was like Tutum Rimonim, given the fact that they were squeezing it. And so his answer is move it back into Shar Peiros.
Whose answer?
The Beis Yosef's answer.
The way the Beis Yosef says it is that nowadays, nowadays people are squeezing lemons. That should be a problem. In principle, that should be a problem. So, if you don't assume like Rashi, as Beis Yosef himself assumes, squeezing lemons would only be a problem if it's ketutim v'rimonim. So that's the assumption of the question, that it's like tutim v'rimonim, and therefore you're not allowed to squeeze it at all. Though, in practice, even if we treat it like Shar Peiros, and let's say we accept the way we assume Lalacha, that Shar Peiros is going to be usher, if you have two factors, number one, Achshavinu, and number two, that you're doing it, that it's something that is squeezed by some portion of the population, Lamashkin, so lemons would fall into that category as well, and even if it's like Shar Peiros, it would be usher unless you have some explanation as to why lemons would be different.
If it's the tablet, it wouldn't be the lemashkin.
That would be an explanation as to what the hasbro is, that if it's a tablet, maybe that's not considered lemashkin, correct? But yeah.
It's probably a similar question, but is the Chayadam and I guess the Mishnah Berurah even, is the Chayadam like arguing with the Beis Yosef? Meaning like not accepting the Beis Yosef? Or are we assuming like a different Metzias?
The Chayyadim is at least assuming that the Iker time, or the time to be concerned about, of the Beis Yosef is the second time, and that's not relevant nowadays the way lemons are commonly squeezed.
But if you
if you were, then maybe it would be okay. You say nowadays the practice is that you squeeze it straight into a kli. According to the second time, the Beis Yosef squeezing it straight into a kli is going to be a problem, even if it ends up being mixed together with water later. So then the Chayyadim says, you're stuck, that there's no way out. That the Metzias is that you're squeezing it into an empty kli, so then there's no justification for that.
So if you would squeeze it into,
so according to the Chayyadim, if you do accept the first reason of Beis Yosef and you would squeeze it straight into water, so then that could be okay. But he's talking about the Metzias that was common. But either way, the bottom line is that the consensus of Poskim is that at least we're koshish for the second reason of the Beis Yosef, and in practice you have to treat lemons at least like Sharpeiros, if not like Tutum Rimonim. Sorry, in practice we would treat lemons like Tutum Rimonim because it is common to some extent to squeeze them. And therefore, or even if you treated it like Sharpeiros, but Lamaisa, those are Sharpeiros are going to be Usser because of Achshavinu together with some people squeezing it Let me rephrase. In practice, we assume that we're going to treat it like Tutum Rimonim because it is something that is squeezed at least an occasion for fruit, and therefore it's going to be also to squeeze lemons. The Rav Avadia writes in Chazon Avadia, Chelidalid, the piece on Dash, that he thinks the Iker is like the first reason they so safe, because no one really drinks lemon juice straight. And he thinks that even nowadays you could be mako like the steam of Lashon HaMechaber. And he quotes a Radvaz who said that way, Chelak Aleph Simen Yud, to be Mastik, Dominic, and Mitzrayim, without the reasons of the Beis Yosef. But either way, Ravazi thinks, for Sfardim, you could be mako, but in practice, the consensus of the Poskim is that you can't squeeze lemons straight.
Can you squeeze it, like, go back into the water?
So into the water, that could be okay. That's the first time of the Beis Yosef. So we'll talk about that. I'm sorry?
The second time of the Beis
Yosef? For the second time of the Beis Yosef, it's only going to be mutter. Oh, sorry. No, correct. Yeah, correct. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying opposite. Yes.
So Everyone agrees you're allowed to squeeze it into water.
So we'll talk about L'tachuk Deir L'tachuk Ara, but it, presumably in the spirit of L'tachuk Deir L'tachuk Ara, then you could squeeze into water. Yeah.
So this was never... the reason was never really, I guess, talking about whether you were drinking it directly, in a sense. This is always...
Practice was that you would drink it with water, but the Tutamim reflect whether you're squeezing it directly into water or not.
I mean, is this really the Losok Kedera? Because the whole idea behind Losok Kedera is that it's Ochlin, and this is a Kedera full of Mashkin, which is water.
So if Losok Kedera is that it's really Ochel Tof Ochel, but Mashke Tof Mashke... Okay, so you're right. I misspoke. Okay, yeah. Stand corrected. Right. In practice, to the extent that we aser squeezing lemon, we would aser even letoch mashke. We would aser even letoch mayim. And according to the first reason of the Beis Yosef, so the way the Mishnah Berurah says it in Kaf Beis, the Fizek, quoting for that Chayyadim partially, his mind is she yadu Hashem emalin chavios lemeios leishtos in punch beis emakomos tof in gadol imutu lesochtem b'shabos lesof mashke. So in practice, maybe you can't squeeze it even lemashke. The efshar the dami letutim rimonim kevan the derech lesochtem mekelim b'fnei atzman. And then he talks about squeezing it to sugar, which we'll talk about when we get to Kedera and Ka'ara. So that seems to be assuming that the heter, the Beis Yosef, only works if you treat lemons as sharp peros and not if you treat lemons as tutim v'rimonim. What would that be?
So
that you don't need lasalcha mayim.
No, but
right.
The point is that the people in Mitzrayim are pushing it. Maybe we see that they're using the mashkin.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're doing a lamashkin there for a slight different world. And he's saying, no, it's not a mashkin. It's the mayim. So it's not considered lamashkin.
That's a demonstration that it's not lamashkin. Meaning, if it's sharperos, so then if it's two to three months, I'm talking about. Obviously, it's lesser. Because by definition, that's always going to be schita. If it's sharperos, it'll only be mutter if you can demonstrate that it's really not considered a lamashkin at all. So if you're squeezing it into water, either lamasicus water, or maybe even if it doesn't go directly into the water, but ultimately ends up in the water, that's an indication that it's not lamashkin, it's only latam on some level. So if you assume that it's like to the rimonim, so then there's no heter of l'sal chamashkin. Okay.
What changed between then and now that now is considered to the rimonim?
maybe that there are people that would drink straight lemon juice. Or that lemon juice together with sugar is really lemon juice.
Because more people are drinking lemonade?
Or because the formula is more lemony. Maybe in Egypt is really water that was just spiced with a touch of lemon. But if you're drinking, if it's more, there's more lemon content, so maybe that makes it into, and we have to consider the lemons as being lemashkin. Maybe.
What's the reason for the heter of latavlin? Meaning if it's, like the reason why for ochal is because it's not considered to be, right? We said like, it's not really extracting.
The answer would be that if we're talking about sharperos, so there's no iser schita sharperos because that's not we don't define that as a mashka. So even if it's only metavlin, it's still not defined as a mashka because it's not something that people use a mashka. The only issue is going to be if it's something that is used lamashkin. Either Zeta Vadavim, which is always lamashkin, or Rav lamashkin, or Sharperos, or Trasunda is lamashkin. Or 2-3-1 Trasunda is lamashkin. Sharperos are never lamashkin. So it may be Latavim, but still not lamashkin.
Even though you're extracting out the juice.
You're extracting the juice, but not to use it to service juice, just to give a little bit of flavor. So that wouldn't be considered lamashkin.
Well, regarding olives, I mean, nobody drinks straight olive oil. I mean, olive oil is never used, like, I mean, it's one of the Zion mashtin, but
right.
in other, you know, daily life, we don't use it as a mashta. We use it, we dip food into it and put it into food. But we never,
okay, that could be enough of a mashta to.
So there are, like, two different, like, kudos. There's the, I mean, this is, like, reminiscent of what we saw, the two chutneys in the round, right? So does that mean that we hold up, sort of, something that rejected mashka, the mashka, and then also.
I see, even if you don't say that, but shem and zai is still is a food item, even if it's you don't drink it straight. You may use it as a dip or to give. It's at the end of the day, a food item.
So how is that qualitatively different than lemon juice?
So the lemon juice that we're talking about in Mitzrayim was where it was basically water with a tint of lemon, but it wasn't squeezed b'toras lemon juice, maybe.
And also, I mean, this might be different because there are definitely people that would be soaking grapes and drinking straight, but it was not the case that most people back in the day when they would make wine and it would be very strong and then mosing that with water. So would that then be sort of similar to what's going on in Mitzrayim and the
I would assume it was a different the wine is basically wine. You need to dilute it a little bit, but fundamentally it's wine with a certain dilution ratio. By the lemons, the lemon content might have been more minimal. That's just to understand this, I'm not sure. Okay. The Ramah then, at the end of Sif Aleph, discusses what the Mechaber silent on, but talks about it Beis Yosef, and that is the Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's an Isser of sucking a fruit. Is that considered a violation of Schita as well? So Beis Yosef quotes the Magos Maimonides, Perakaf Aleph Os Yud, who quotes the Yirei, and that's a Chashash Darai. So it's no difference if you squeeze out a fruit with your hand or a pli, or if you squeeze it out with your mouth. And the Shiboli Aleket, that the Beis Yosef quote says, no, Shiboli Aleket, Simen Sadi, Afilum Yiskavin Limsos Hamashka Befiv, Ochel Hu Chashiv, Uvaladaita Itzakaladam, that even if you're sucking a fruit, even if your intention is to squeeze out the juice from the fruit, that's considered an act of Achila, that's not an act of Schita, and even if your intention is L'Schita, Butla Daita. Even if you're going to squeeze out, suck out the juice of a grape, that is derech achila, not derech schita, and therefore mutter. So the Beis Yosef in his presentation is not like the Shabbali Laka that it's Mutter, and therefore have no need to talk about it in Shulchan Aruch, because if you don't bring it up, then it's presumably Mutter. The Ramah quotes two deos here. Stam Yesh Omrim. The Kol Zedavka Lischo, Aser, Aval Mutter Limsos Befiv Minanavim Hamashka Shebehem, the Kol Shekem Shar Dvarim, even by Zeis Menavim, which otherwise be a Chashash L'Raisa, is Mutter Limsos, Yesh Osrim Limsos Bepeh, Neyanavim L'Chayot Zebehem, and he quotes out a Ghost Maimnios as a Yesh Osrin L'Chumra. Says the Mishabur Yud Aleph, Kol Shekem Shar Dvarim, Kigon Shenasan Basar B'merek, O Pas V'Yayin, O Moses Osam, Divi Lafachi, Em Beskitas Mishab Chiyuv Chatas, because there's like Kvash and Mishlokos at best. So you're definitely allowed to suck out liquid absorbed in food, meaning that's not natural to the food. But then Motu L'Dei Azul, Limsa Sutumimon, and Befiv, oh, sugar cakes. Then he writes, V'chayotze behem, Sifkatu Yubez, and Neme Eli Rabba, that even though Sasami is Omrim, and we should be Mekel, but when it comes to Zeisim Anavim, when there's a Chashash L'Raisa, Yesh L'Hachnir, not to squeeze the juice out of the grape. Now we're talking about sucking rather than juice out of the grape. When we're talking about sucking, I believe that the context of the Ramah is that the fruit is outside of your mouth, and you're sucking the juice out while holding the fruit outside of your mouth. Why don't you put it in your mouth? So then, even if you're doing an act of sucking with it in your mouth, that's presumably, everyone would agree, that is achila and not schita at all. But if you're holding it outside your mouth and sucking the juice, that's as machlokas as we've shown him, where maybe there's what to be machmir about by taste of an oven, but not by anything else, where the potential iser is only a derabbanan to begin with. Yeah.
Doing the tzitza on pears is something that I haven't done much of in my life, but I'm
right.
When I have.
So even those that are uncomfortable with the tzitza of the pet would be okay with this.
Yes.
It's only done babies, yeah.
Exactly. Right. But even if you're, let's imagine like an olive, an orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're sort of like sucking at it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Even so, like, even though, let's say, the orange peel is outside of your mouth, but generally the part that you're sucking, the juice that you're sucking, like, that part is at least inside of your mouth. You know, the peel is outside. So, like, I'm just trying to think of a case where you're actually sucking juice from a part of the cream which is outside of your mouth. Like, I'm not sure how, like, it is possible or how common it is.
No, I think for the Malchir, even if the fruit is out of your mouth and you're sucking it, even though the part, first of all, I'm not sure if that's true. Meaning, I think if you know, the suction action of sucking could probably suction part that's not in your mouth. You could experiment. Okay. Yossi.
For the Chai Odom, for anyone who's machmer like Rashi, so mm-hmm. then they wouldn't extend this kula to Sharpiros?
Which kula?
That if you're squeezing it by Sharpiros outside of your mouth. Because
if you put everything together, you
right.
put together the El Yerabah that by Zeis of Anover, the Chashash Deraisa should be Machmir, with the Chayad of Chashash Shirashi, that there's an Isha Deraisa even by Sharperos, then, yeah, if you put those two together, then you end up with the Chumrah by Sharperos. I don't think Maisa anyone is. Yeah. Okay. So let's move on now to Kedera Uka'ara. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. Amar Yehudah Shmuel, Sochid Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim L'Socha Kedera, Avalo L'Socha Kar. You're allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a Kedera, into a pot, Avalo L'Socha Kar, not into a bowl plate. What is the difference? Says Rashi, L'Socha Kedera Shel Tafshel, a pot of food, cooked food, lesakno, to enhance it, the muchacha milsa delav lamashka baile. If you're squeezing your grapes into a pot of food, it's mucha milsa that is not l'shei mashkin, ala l'ochel. It's for food purposes, not for mashka purposes. The ein zederach prikaso. That's not considered the derech of mefarek, and we treat it as separating ochel from ochel. Avalolos ochel ka'ara, dezimnin de lamashka kai. If you're squeezing it into a plate bowl, that's something that sometimes is lamashka. The afal gav de beka'ara lo shasi inish, even though you don't usually drink out of a bowl, lo mukha milsa, it's still not mukha milsa that it's not lamashka. The ika isa. So Rashi's highlighting that the difference between kadeira and ka'ara is one of mukha milsa versus not mukha milsa. Rashi tells you that the kedera is a kedera shel tafshil, but it's not clear in Rashi necessarily whether there has to be a tafshil in the kedera for it to be mutter. And when Rashi talks about the ka'ara, where he says dilma zim lamashkakai, it's not at all clear whether the ka'ara is dafka empty, or could the same apply even if there's other food in the ka'ara? The Tosas Rid, who is often a reliable Perish in Rashi, Tosas Rid on Kufim Heyam and Aleph, he quotes Rashi as follows. Avalo l'tocha ka'ara, pirish hamora, Rashi, dezimnin de lamashka kai, sometimes a ka'ara is designated lamashkin. The afal gav de b'ka'ara l'shasi inshi, even though you don't necessarily drink from a ka'ara, lo mukhecha milsa v'ika yisura, it's still lo mukhecha milsa, and there's an iser. V'eino nira li, says the Rid, el af al gav de mukhecha milsa de lo baile lishasiya, Ela la aros atavshel mitocha kedera lav, hava aser. The adkan lo shara ela mashka haba la ochel, shel olam lo amana mashka ve'eno. So it's only mutter litocha ochel, where the mashka is never standing independently. Hava litocha ka'ara, shamana mashka ve'eno, lo yamadir. But if you pour it into a ka'ara, where it's standing on its own, not in other food, it's going to be aser. So the way the Rid argues on Rashi, it sounds like he's assuming in Rashi that you don't necessarily need a tafshil befoal in order to be matir a kedera. That what's critical, according to Rashi, the difference between the kedera and ka'ara is a kedera is something that is normally used for food. A ka'ara is something that's not always used for food. And therefore, if you pour something into a kedera, which is normally used for food, it's going to be mutter. If you pour into a ka'ara, which is not necessarily used for food, it's going to be usser. That's all a function of mukha milsa, and it doesn't make a difference whether befoel you are pouring or squeezing the mashka into food or not. And the Rid himself argues and assumes that no, kedera and ka'ara is, in a sense, lav dafka. The norm is that a kedera has food in it. The norm is that a ka'ara doesn't have food in it. But ultimately, all that we care about is whether you're sochet l'socha ochal or sochet not l'socha ochal. So if you're sochet l'socha ochal, mutter. If you're sochet not l'socha ochal, it's aser. And kedera and ka'ara are lav dafka. And that's how the Rambam paskins as well. Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Mutter Lischa Eshkol Shalinavim Lisalcha Ocha. Shemashka Bal Ochal Ochalu. If you're squeezing a grape into food, then that's like food into food. That's not the malacha of mefarik. Avalim sacha l'klisha ebo ochel hareza dorek v'chayev. So all that we care about is it l'socha ochel or not l'socha ochel. Kedera and kara are reflective of the norm, but the Kedera Ka'ara are not themselves definitional to the Heter. And that's the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Dalid. Mojo Lisko Eshkol Adam L'so Kedera Sheish V'tavshu Kedai L'sak in Ochel L'abalei Mashka B'la Ochel Uka Ochel Dami Abalem Eba Tavshu L'asr. There's no magic to a kedera. It's a question of, is there ochel, or is there not ochel? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkat in Yuches, Aval emba ochel is aser, emba tapshel is aser, afilu daito lina ocher kachlo tapshel, gam kein aser. Even if your intention is to then put it into food, you're squeezing it into empty kli, and then you're going to pour the juice into food, it's still aser. The heter of ochel sok ochel is dafkel sok ochel. Not just where is it going to end up, but where are you squeezing it now? If you're going to squeeze it into an empty kli, even if your intention is then to pour it into ochel, that's a potential melacha d'oraisa. The Sharetzi, and he says in Kaf Gimel, Radvaz, maybe it's not Yisrael Daraisa, Prima Gadim. Fine. Says the Me'iri, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Berlacha, Me'iri, Kufim Heimad Aleph, Tiber Maskel, Mimashika Savnu, Mimashika Savnu, Lamadata, Shelo Hifrashnu Ben Kedera Lekara, Elisha Kedera Stama Yeshba Ochel, Vakara Stama Eba Ochel. Same idea that kedera kara la dafka ha kara sheyesh ba ochel afi mutaris. So if you have a kedera without ochel be aser, if you have a kara with ochel be mutter. Umikol makom yesh akasim shem gedolei rabbanim Rashi shaka ara afim yesh ba ochel aser ha will the ein adaver matzu sheyesh ba ochel goes in bam. So he quotes to Rashi that Yesha Kosu B'Shem Rashi that a Ka'ara is going to be Aser even if it has Ochel. Right? And that's what we said in Rashi based on what seemed to be the Tosafot Reads understanding. The Be'er Lacha notes this, but he points out that this is a minority position in Rishonim. The other Rishonim don't assume the way. The other Rishonim assume, like what we saw in the Rambam, that it's all a function of l'sof ochel or not.
No. I could be misunderstanding, but I thought that the Me'iri is quoting a more machmir approach than Rashi, and the Ritim and the Me'iri disagree.
Namely?
Because the Me'iri is saying that even though it's ochel dav ochel, because there's food in the ka'ara, it's still aser because lo mufka milta, and the Rid is saying that Rashi is being much more makil, that as long as you have mufka milta in the kedera, in the ka'ara, it would be mutter. Meaning, let's say you're mechav in the favorites or something.
But yudig according to the Rid, if there is ochel in the car according to Rashi, it'll be mutter?
I think for the Rid it's a din in mocha chamilta. So Rashi will tell you that even, that was what the Rid is saying, even in a kedera rekanis, he thinks Rashi will be matir, and in a keara with mocha chamilta, Rashi will be matir. And the Meiri's rendition of Rashi is that it's much more machmir.
But what's
the
color?
You think according to the Rid, it'll be mutter. It'll be us. Sorry, you think according to the Rid that a ka'ara with food will be?
That should be mutter. And
a ka'ara with food should be mutter.
And
why is that considered mocha milsa? Because it's a ka'ara.
Right. That's
it's saying a ka'ara.
I'm
sorry.
Because it's food. It's food.
It's low ga'ara.
No.
No, ka'ara is lava mocha milsa.
What is that? The way Rashi presents it is that a kedera is mucha milsa that it's le'ochel, and a ka'ara is la mucha milsa that it's le'ochel, because a ka'ara is typically sometimes used le'mashke.
Right?
So if you de-emphasize ochel, and it's all a function of mucha milsa, so then you would say that a kedera is always going to be mutter, irrespective of whether it's ochel or not, and a ka'ara is always going to be usser, irrespective of whether it's ochel or not.
Do
you think the Tosri doesn't say that?
Why is that a mocha milsa then?
If there's food already in the ka'ara, so there's food. So
yeah,
don't need mocha milsa anymore. It's ochel atav ochel. He just saw that Rashi was being makil, even if it's, let's say I had a ka'ara with no food.
Right.
So like Rashi says, if it was mocha milsa, and the Rid said the ferish. Let's say he was mechavin the ferish before he put it into the ka'ara.
So you think, according to the Rid, you don't have to come on to mocha milsa if there's food in the ka'ara. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, meaning
because that there's definitely going to be mutter because there's food there. It's only if you're if there's no food, so then that's a function of mucha milsa.
Yeah.
V'socha ka'ara d'zeh no lamashke kai afgadu ka'ara lo shasi inish. Olo socha ka'ara peyush avara d'zeh no lamashke kai afgadu ka'ara lo shasi inish. Lo mucha milsa iki sura in and early. Ala afagav de mocha milsa, de lo boile le shesia, ala lara satav shemitoch hakedeir alav, haya aser, de aga lo shara ala mashka ba ala ochel, shal ala ala mashka ba eino, az ochel ka'ara, shal ala mashka ba eino, lo haya matir, hu adin lo sal hakedeir im haisa reikonis, should be aser, and Rashi saying it's mutter. So do you all read the Rid that way? That according to the Rid, according to Rashi, if you have ochel be ka'ara, it's going to be mutter? Did anyone else read the Rid? No one saw the Rid?
I see it.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Do you see the other Marmakos? Am I ahead of everyone?
I am behind.
I'm sorry?
I'm behind. But...
is anyone else behind?
A little bit behind.
So no one's done the sugya yet?
Yeah, I spent more of my time trying to do the Gumbara very well.
It's online. okay. So if I was Dr. Rock, I would close the mirror and walk out. But I guess we'll go on. Okay, not sure about that. So we'll.
I'll figure that.
Okay.
Yeah, the Berlach also notes that there seems to be like a machlokes in Rashi. He just says, "V'afti b'divir Rashi, ma'ashma d'bika'ara, ashiyesh b'tashil gamkin aser like the Meiri."
Right.
And he says that other Achronim didn't read Rashi. Anyway. So it looks like yeah, Rashi is like a whole.
Right. And that's what I started with. It's unclear to read Rashi, but I wasn't. The Tosafot doesn't write anything with Feirish because it's all from the you have to deduce from what he argues what he holds for Rashi. Okay, so I have to give that some more thought. The Iglei Tal writes that in Os Yofes that it's mashma from Rashi he thinks that the whole svara of Lo Muchamilsa is only a svara to Aser Midir Abana. Meaning, if you're talking to Lo Muchamilsa, that sounds like a Maris Ayin type of thing. Not talking about a fundamental din d'oraisa. So even if you're Sochet L'Socha Kedera, even if you're Sochet L'Socha an empty Kedera, according to Rashi, it's only going to be Aser Midir Abana. He thinks that's the mashmos of Rashi. And Rashi says, "Alo sachakara, dizimnin de lamashka kai, the alpha gavde de kaara, lo shasi inish, lo muchucha milsa vika iser." Vika iser sounds like the rabbana. So even, according to Rashi, even if you squeeze into an empty ka'ara, that's only going to be aser derabana. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes away also in Siv Kavav, not like what we saw the Mishnah Berurah quote from the Drisha. Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Drisha Lahalacha that if you're sochei l'socha ka'ara, that's an aser daraisa. Kan l'alach, we don't accept Rashi. But at least within Rashi, the Leital thinks that the whole Isser could only be a Drabbanan anyway if he's focusing on Muchacha Milsa.
But what's the reason? Why would it only be Drabbanan for squeezing it? Great.
If you're squeezing it into a Kedera, or let's say if you're squeezing it into a Ka'ara, so that's not the normal Derech of Schita. So if you're squeezing in order to drink it, so then you'd be squeezing into a cup. But to squeeze onto a plate or a bowl isn't the normal way of doing the action. So maybe that's only going to be an Isser Dirabana. Because it's only some kind of Muchamilsa Maris Ayin consideration, but not the Isser Daraisa per se. I think that's what the Iglei Tal means. Yeah.
Is that only if you have the intention to add food on top of it after? Because the whole Muchamilsa thing is like, you were intending to do with food, but
right,
it's not Muchamilsa, so Maris Ayin. But if you were intending it for the Mashkin, would that still be Isser Daraisa? Doing it into a car?
Maybe. Okay. Now there is another sheet of note in Rishonim here that makes it in Shulchan Aruch kind of through the back door. Again, the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch was like the Rambam, which will say it's the position of Rav Rishonim that the difference between Kedera and Ka'ara is the difference between Latocha Ochel and not. We had noted previously, we'll probably come back to this next time, that the three-way machlokes amirama kufim heyamad aleph, but shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that if you are sochet kvashim ushlakos, if you are sochet pickled and broiled vegetables, limeimei, and that's a potential chiyuv chatas. So the Rabbeinu Chanano paskins like this, Rabbi Yochanan. And Toch HaDvarim, he says, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Kvashim Mishlakos, And we don't paskin the chilek between kedera and ka'ara. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference between kedera and ka'ara. Both are going to be aser. So there's no heter of letocha ochal. So Rabbi Shodan disagree on both nekudas of Ben Hananel. Number one, they disagree that there's no issa deraisa of schitas kvashim mishlakos, and number two, that there is a heter of kedera uka'ara. There is a heter of letocha kedera as opposed to letocha ka'ara. There is a heter of letoch ha'ocha. However, there is a rush. Rush and Shuva is Machmir. And the Shulchan Aruch, even though in Se'if Dalid, when he presents the Heter L'Tocha Kedera, doesn't quote any Cholek, in Se'if Zayin, in the Din of Kvashim Shlokos, he quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel as a second day. Rabbeinu Hananel, kol shu tzarech lemeimeyen chayiv chatas, afilu sacha lekedera sheyesh ba'ochel. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, in the context of Kvashim Shlokos, even l'soch ha'kedera, even l'soch ha'ochel, is going to be aser. U'dvarav, asochid eshkol lekedera nami aser, in the osios of the Rama. So the Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't appear in Se'if Dalet, but does appear in Se'if Zayin. Says the Mishnah Brura, Se'if Katan Lamed, Rabbeinu Hananel, Hinei, Rabbeinu Hananel, B'shnei Dvarim Palag Aldei Rishonim, Disfir Lehu Dimsarach Lememein Chayev Afil V'Kvash Mishlakos. So as we just said, Rabbeinu Hananel argues on 2 points. The Kol Hei Chishatach Lememein L'Olam Chayev Afil V'Kishatach L'Sacha Ochel, the optical apostle completely yells at this real who the mashkabel ochel ka ochel dami the canal the sitale the lacha kid the rayam the lakak hisker machaber daita mistama the kalmakam hey the gank in that of in a canal the horos the tova hafme kidvarav the mafri tova la bracha kamashakasa the jibus harash. The Mishabru says here in Zion we're introduced to Rabbeinu Hananel, and even though we don't pass on that way in the Ikar Adin, but a mafri tova bracha on both nekudos, even on the heter of the socha ochel in general. Says the Bar Lacha, Rabbeinu Hananel, I am Mishabur Shekasavna the Kalaposim, Pliyah Rabbeinu Hananel. He says, that's as far as the din of Mashabala Ocha. As far as the din of Kvashim Shlokos, we'll talk about this maybe more next time. So then, Rabbeinu Hananel is not a Das Yachid. But admittedly, our Sugya of L'socha Kedera, L'socha Ochel, Rabbeinu Hananel is a Das Yachid. Nevertheless, Mishnah Brura seems to be saying that a machmir tavo love bracha. Now there is, yeah.
Well, for Rabbeinu Hananel, why would the just the connection between the sugars, why would Dafka Rabbi Yochanan be machmir and not Rabbi Shmuel?
So the Beit HaChananel assumes Shmuel is the Baal and Meimra that's Mechala between Kedera and Kara. And the Beit HaChananel assumes that there's no evidence that Rabbi Yochanan has such a chiluk. Everything's usher. Tosus is bothered a little bit by that connection, why you make that assumption. But that seems to be the assumption of Rabbi Yochananel that the Shmuels are related, and Rabbi Yochanan would disagree with the distinction between Kedera and Bekara. So there is another sheet in Rishonim to take into consideration here before we go on, and that's the Ran and Chidushim. Kuf Mem Hei Amad Aleph Div Maskel Amrav Yehuda. The Ran writes, what's Kedera? Perish Kedera Sheyesh Ba Ochel Ule Perusho Havale Mashka Bala Ochel Uka Ochel Dam. That if you're squeezing a fruit into Ochel, that's the din of Mashka Haba La Ochel. And then he quotes from the Agos Smak, the lav chasichos gedolos shel ochlin, ela peruin ketanim shamashka nibla besochan. That the hetero socha kedera is only if you're squeezing into small pieces where the mashka is going to be absorbed into the food. So it sounds like, according to the Smak, as quoted in the Chidushei Haran, the Hetero L'Socha Kedera is only where, L'Socha Ochel is only where the mashka, the fruit juice, is going to be fully absorbed in the food. And the Rivash says a little bit differently. Rivash Simen Kuf Kaf Aleph. She was Rivash Kuf Kaf Aleph. Hine Kvar Nira Mevuar. Shafilu ma'at hamashka bala ochel, lav ochel hu. Even if there's a small quantity of mashka going to ochel, it doesn't have the din of ochel. Elim kain misari ba ochel, unless it gets mixed together with the food. Oh, no se botam, or it gives taste to the food. Oh, shahaya pas sarklo liafosu lachliko, or the food needs it in order to enhance the food. It sounds like to enhance the texture of the food. So the hazer of ocha of lesocha ocha, according to Rivash, is either if it gets totally mixed into the food, or it gives tam, or it otherwise enhances the food. So the Primosha points out, Simon Tesvav, that it sounds like in the Rivash, different than the Sheet de Laran. In the Ran, the hazer is only if it gets totally absorbed in the food. And the Rivash, even if it doesn't get totally absorbed in the food, if it's nosin tam, or otherwise nisakein, the food, that'll be sufficient to create a heter.
Probably the Rivash is just trying to define, you know, what's tzivusim versus like a harama sort of thing. Like, when I just squeeze my lemon onto this, you know, grape and call it
okay.
Is that really, I mean, how big of a Kiddush is the Rivash really? I mean, like,
Well, relative to the Ran, it's a kula.
Well, I mean, everybody's a kula relative to the Ran. I mean, like, it seems that the Ravash is more in line with the standard she does, like, Sofa Ochel and Mutter. Like, would we really say that for everybody else, that in the case we had none of these factors, right, it didn't help the Ochel at all,
mm-hmm.
it didn't get absorbed or anything, and then you would squeeze something into the food, and then...
So maybe not. The other Rishonim are so same, but that could go either way.
We say it enhances the food, then
mm-hmm.
could that be in terms of texture?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yafoso, laf legal. Yafoso could sound like it could even be appearance, and laf legal sounds like texture. To smooth it, literally. So what's... what is shot over here in the Rivash? The Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Hey Os Vav. Nun Hey Os Vav. Says as follows. That mashka, the heter of l'socha kadera, means if you're squeezing a fruit, so the stam is that if you're squeezing out fruit juice from the fruit, then that which is extracted is considered to be mashka. The only way out of that is that if it's going to land directly in food, so then it may not have a shame mashka. But in order to, as is what Aaron was saying, in order to legitimately consider that landing in food, it has to either be fully absorbed in the food, which is what the Ran says, or at least be in a position where it's clearly enhancing the food. So that may be the Nekuda Machlokas between the Ran Mishel Smak and the Rivash. Where do you draw the line? What's considered fully L'socha Ochel that we'd be justified in calling it not a Mashka but Ochel? But it has to at least be that, where it's either fully absorbed or at least significantly Mesakein the food. That's why the Chazon Ish is Cholek on the Pesach of the Mishabruot. Mishabruot, Sivkot and Kavveis, and the lemons discussion says you can't squeeze lemons, but if you squeeze it into sugar and then put the sugar into the tea, that would be okay because that's being Solchei L'Solcha Ochel. Even though you're then putting the sugar into the water. Chazish thinks that if the ultimate address is the water, and you're just squeezing it into the sugar, the hekatimsa, to then put it into the water, chazanish is kosheish, that doesn't work. That's not legitimately considered giving it a shame ochel. If your ultimate purpose is to mix it with water, that's what you're calling kind of a haram.
I mean, the reason why squeezing into liquid itself is a problem is because you don't the whole head there was based on the fact that it's not called mefarik when it's going to ochel.
The whole correct. Mm-hmm. Shmir Shabbos points out Perek Hey Ha'ara Yugimel that this is also reflected in Hilchas Yontiv. This distinction that the idea that we saw in the Ran Rivash, Simen Taf Kuf Hei, in Hilchas Yontiv, so talking about milking a cow on Yom Tov. So there we also have a distinction of Socha Kadeva, Socha Garva, Socha Ocho or not. And there the Mechaber writes, if there's food in the Kadeira, you can milk into the food. If Kagon Shabbat Chalav L'sakno, if the milk is coming to be misak in the food, Oshi Yeshba Peruin V'Chalav Nivla Behem, or there are Peruin, or pieces, that the milk has absorbed into. Aval chole kol sono lohuter mimnei prusa shenose b'kli. But you can't milk your whole flock and just squeeze all that milk into a tiny piece of bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Hay, Tav Kuf Hay Sifkatan Hay. Sheyesh b'kedera kol kach ochlin kafit sara chachal of litikudo. It has to be legit. There has to be enough food that you're squeezing the milk into, that the milk is actually misaking that food. The Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't have to be 100% absorbed, but it has to be at least rove absorbed. And if it's rove absorbed, then it's mutter. Less than that would be aser. And the Chayadam is machmir, klal pe aleph os gimel. That it has to be totally corresponding. Medvar murim shacholim l'sof ochlim merubin. Kigon shacholim l'sof l'divos shirosa l'ochlim bo'bayom and osim bo'kolkach l'divos k'fi ashir shirai l'oso chalav v'mado harve. It has to correspond that there is no overflow. It has to be the ratio that is going to be misak in the food and no more than that. But the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov seems to be makel more than the Ran and more than the Rivash, perhaps, that as long as the Rove is Nivla, that's sufficient. Rav Avadya quotes an interesting Raya for that, that all you need is that the Rove is Nivla from Rav Avasrit Sadi Zayin Amabates. Rav Avadya is in Chela Dalit Chazon Avadya, page Kuf Lamites, Chela Dalit Kuf Lamites. He quotes Rav Avasrit Sadi Zayin Amabates, Sochet Adam Eshkol Anavim, the Omer Lav Kiddush Hayom, that there's a mitzias of squeezing a cluster of grapes to say Kiddush Hayom. Says the Orach Chaim, what are we talking about? When are you Sochet? Are you Sochet on Erev Shabbos? Then what's the Kiddush? So he says, Yesh Omrim, that you could even be sochet on Shabbos, because you're sochet l'socha ochel, and mashka ba'ala ochel is ka'ochel dami. So you're squeezing your grapes into ochel on Shabbos and making kiddush. It says Rav Avadya, what do you make kiddush on? If you're squeezing your grapes into ochel and it's totally absorbed in the ochel, so you don't have any wine to make kiddush on. You don't say if you squeeze grapes into food and there's no grape juice left, it's all absorbed in the food. You don't say Borbi Agafen on the food. Elawad, it must be that you're squeezing onto the food, but you have at least a revius of Yayin that's in Yayin form left. So it must be that the heter of the Socha Ochel allows for a certain percentage to remain Mashka. Because otherwise, what the Messias of Socha Eshkol Shonavim that you recite Kiddush on Shabbos? That's a value of interesting raya to what he says should be the pesach, that as long as the majority, what seems to emerge from the Shabbat Chos Yom Tov, as long as the majority is nivla, that's sufficient to create a heter of l'soch ha'ochel. And that's the pesach of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Hay Se'if Gimel, like the Mishnah Berurah, that as long as rov is absorbed, that is okay. The Chazon Ish is machmir in that it has to be kulo absorbed.
They would say that it's mutter even lechatila to squeeze with the das that there would be overflow and then pour that into a cup and make it a shalit.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, that's the raya from That's the.
Well, could you have read that Gemara as saying that in a scenario where you had already squeezed it with some opel?
Yeah, but the lashon is sochet that you do lechachila.
It's shocking.
Yep.
So we're not machmir for the Mishnah Berurah saying tavel of bracha for the chum of the Ben Chana.
So we are. Give me a second to come back to that. We'll wrap up. Okay, so again, Mishnah Berurah is Mekel and Hilchas Yontif that the Hato Socha Kedera, the Socha Ochel applies, even if the, as long as the majority is Nivla, even if it's not Kula Nivla, the Chazon Ish is Machmir that it has to be Kula Nivla. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is Mekel, and Rabbi Karp thinks that you should be machmir like the Chazon Ish, that it has to be nivla kula. Now, as we said, in the Mishnah Berurah is mekel that you can squeeze lemon into sugar, or squeeze lemon onto fish directly, and that's the hetter of l'soch ha'ochel. And Mishnah Berurah thinks that is mutter, even if your intention is to take that sugar and then put it directly in water. That's still a heter of l'soch ha'ocha. And again, the Chazon Ish is matir. Rabbi Karp writes, the Chazon Ish is machmer. Machmer. That if your intention is to put it into liquid, so then it's going to be usher, even if you put in the sugar first. And that, as far as the sugar, squeezing lemon to sugar, Rabbi Karp thinks that the ikur is like the Mishnah Berurah, and he thinks maybe that's really pshat, the first reason is Beis Yosef by lemon, so that's an indication that it's not mashke. And if you are sochi l'socha sugar, so ein l'cha gili das yoser mizeh, that the reason you're putting it into the water is only l'tam and not L'shem Mashke. And that generally, Chazon Ish notwithstanding, seems to be the consensus of Poskim, that it is mutter to squeeze lemon into sugar. So it doesn't sound like in the Mishnah Berurah himself is matir the lemon into sugar as being considered mashka habala ochel. Notwithstanding the comment that a machmir kerbeinu chananel tavala bracha. It sounds like the machmir kerbeinu chananel tavala bracha, again, the Mishnah Berurah presents it as such, but to the extent that you would be machmir, you might be more inclined to be machmir when it comes to zeis of anavim, but not to shar peiros. I think it is assumed that one could be comfortable being soche l'socha ocha when it's done legitimately. When it's done legitimately, even though you still have that machmir tavo alav bracha. Now, by lemons, it could be it's better anyway because you have the Beis Yosef different to amen to be matcha lemons. So maybe that's a better cheshbin anyway. The Orchestrian thinks that even the Rush is machmir tavla bracha. Maybe that's only by zeisim anavim and not by shar peros. The Mishabura presents it; he doesn't present it as such, but he thinks maybe the Rush himself, which is the source of this machmir tavla bracha ben chanano, maybe only meant it by fruit that are deraisa and not by tuta v'rimonim. Yeah.
We're machmir that we should not squeeze lemon into water.
Correct.
So what about putting a slice of lemon into water in order that you should get the lemon taste?
Good. So let's talk about that. I was going to finish, but give me 5 more minutes, just because the end of this mind is coming. We'll try to cover what we can. So the Mishabura, to that point, the Mishabura writes in Sukkot and Yudalid, at the end of Sukkot and Yudalid, Kasar Achronim, Magen Avraham, Eli Rabba, the Mutter Lasei Sanav and B'Shabes B'Soch Hayayin, She Yisbaku V'Yosio Yenam. You're allowed to put grapes in wine, even though it's going to soften up the grapes, and the juice from the grapes is going to mix with the wine. Kamo B'Shalag B'Siftes, as we'll talk about in Sushan next time, that you can put ice in, ice or snow in water. Same thing, you can soak raisins in water. Why is that so? So look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkata, and Lamed Dalid. This is on the din we'll talk about next time, that you can put shaleg ice into a cup of water and it'll melt on its own. Why is that okay? Cave and Mishnah Brura Lamed Dalid. You're not doing anything. You're not crushing. You're not squeezing. You're just putting it in the juice, in the wine, in the water. So that's what the Poskim say. Shmir Shabbos talks about this. This is Chazanish, really. That you're allowed to cut a slice of lemon and put it in a drink. Leaving aside visual considerations if it's a hot drink. But you can cut a slice of lemon, put it in a drink, same idea. You're not doing any schita biyadayim. It's no different than the Mishnah Brura's case of putting grapes in wine. So says the Chazanish, the end of Simen Nun Beis. And along those lines, Shmir Shabbos Paskins in Perakei Seif Yud Beis, that if you're eating grapefruit, famous psak of Shmir Shabbos, if you're eating grapefruit, you can cut, spoon out the grapefruit with a spoon, as long as you're not bekavana squeezing out juice, even if mela there's going to be some juice that gets squeezed out. So the way he says it, Shmir Shabbos, is that even if you're going to be soaked via diem in that case, with the back of the spoon, we're only talking about this in the rabban and it's not zeisim anavim, and you're doing it in a kalachiyat fashion, and even it's a psikreshe, so maybe psikreshe betrayed the Rabbanon is mutter, which we'll have to talk about. So that's one svara, that even if you're doing a lehedya, it's galachriyat on the Rabbanon, so that's trade the Rabbanon, which might be mutter even psikreshe. Then he quotes the Rishon LeZalman, that you're not really separating the juice from the fruit, it's all mixed together with the fruit from beginning to end. So that's Rishon LeZalman's psak about scooping out grapefruit. You don't have to worry if there's going to be some juice that gets squeezed out in the nela. Rabbi Karp was the same thing from Rav Yashiv, as I think the Orchos Shabbos has as well. Ravadia quotes many Achronim that are makel on this as well. Okay, so next time, Mirz Hashem, we'll talk about Risuk, Sheleg, Ubarad, Gemara, the end of Perek Metom, and Shabbos, Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, and making ice, melting ice on Shabbos. Okay, so you have Mar Makoma sheet number 4, so try to get moving on that, please. And next time, I'm assuming we'll meet on some Gedalia after Mincha, which will probably be around 2:15, unless something changes, in which case I'll let you know. But tentatively, I'm assuming we'll meet some Gedalia. and everyone should have a